And now on the Continuous Call Team, the Sunday Carve-Up.
Fancy a member of the Continuous Call Team having holidays in the middle of the football season.
Yeah, that's unbelievable.
That is unbelievable, boys. Wow. Unbelievable.
Look, Hadley deserves it.
We're talking about you.
I know that you take the mickey out of our colleague David Morrow about how many people he's met, where he's been. I've walked up the stairs tonight. Well, I've been to an exotic island in Fiji for a week. Right. It's rather exclusive. And the first thing he said to me, spent a week there 3 years ago. I said, strike me, Pink.
Is there anything he hasn't done?
And, I mean, I can't go anywhere without him having done it. He said, how's Noah Takiri, Lottie's uncle? I said, yeah, Noah's still there. I'm a fair dinkum.
Oh, how did you do that, Val Holmes?
Was that my man, Val?
That's your man, Val.
How did he catch that? How could it's like he was Greg Louganis. His diver word.
Greg Louganis?
Yes, the diver.
I know who he is, you imbecile.
Well, why did you ask, you wimbo?
I'm startled by the comparison.
Well, he dived full out and caught it and held on to it. It was brilliant. It was like he was diving and catching his gold medal back in 1978. Or whatever it was, like Davey told me.
96.
Okay, fair enough.
The allegation has been levelled at you by David Thirsty Morrow, yeah. Our chief commentator on a Friday night.
Alleged friend.
Alleged friend. Alleged friend.
There's been a lot of drama. People maybe, what's the word, plagiarising?
Yeah.
Well,
yes.
The allegation was I plagiarised David.
Davey?
By using the name Greg Louganis.
Well, Davey, I better give you a right of reply.
Well, I've been using the name Greg Louganis to talk about diving since 1984 when I first saw him win in Los Angeles. I planted the seed in his mind at some stage during the last 4 years.
Mate, like most people, I didn't listen to the ABC.
As they were leaving the field, you can see them a bit of a push and shove. There were no punches thrown, but they certainly had a few words to exchange on their way down the tunnel, and there are a few handbags, as you like to call them, Davey. Russell Barwick's on the line from unibet.com.au. G'day, Rusty.
Because argy-bargy, I think it's called, isn't it?
Bit of argy-bargy.
Bit of argy-bargy, nothing better on a Friday night, but I can tell you what...
Excuse me, Russell, don't use that term. David used it in 1982.
Sorry, he's got exclusivity on
this. Yeah, I've got exclusivity on everything.
Oh, David's just fallen off his chair. Penrith have scored.
Penrith have
11
scored.
And a half to go.
18-10, kick the come.
David.
Who scored then, Darryl?
Corey Harrowry and Naira.
As Gutherson gets it and immediately offloads it to Vave, and this big man brings it back as we hear the pips go through for 80 clock. And
80 clock.
Ian says at Dundas, hey, Buzz, after your bagging of Sean, Aaron's partner, don't forget what he does for a living. He may not be in the highway patrol, but I'm sure the word will get out. So watch your speed. No talking on the phone. Don't jaywalk. You, my friend, are a marked man.
I got the trouble for a phone incident. When was it? Late last year.
What did you do?
$30.
Did you go to court with that boy?
I was on the phone. Because I was filing a news story at the time.
Well, that's okay then.
Imagine the magistrate's response. Sorry, I read the Herald. Well, Lock him up.
So you were driving with your phone up in your hand, driving one-handed. On what basis did you want to fight it?
That I was working.
So any tradie, a plumber or electrician...
You can't use a mobile phone behind the wheel of a car.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
You're going to miss me next week, Bob, aren't you?
Around the grounds we go for Mortgage House, Daryl Broman.
Oh, sorry.
See, Buzz, after you've attacked me, I've now got emailers and phone calls coming through to the program sticking up for me. Craig says at Lizaro, Mark, in all the time I've heard you on air, I've never thought you'd come across as pretentious, desperate maybe, but not pretentious. Yeah. And you've just come
in to
fill in for Aaron Mulder. You can't attack the fill-in host.
I've attacked the main host plenty of times.
There's a change now. Right. There's now hashtag bring back Aaron.
I need to get to Russell Barwick from unibet.com.au. Just to Russell Barwick from unibet before we get there. Come on, Mark, speak properly. Who's the senior review official? Oh, surprise, surprise, surprise. Just to Russell Barwick from unibet. Peggy, good afternoon to you.
Oh, good afternoon.
Mark,
David, Daryl, and to our listeners.
Same name as you.
Daryl, yes. You'll remember yesterday we had a special visit from Erin Molan and Sean Ogilvie, her partner, along with little Eliza.
Yeah, beautiful.
Ogilvie, she is gorgeous, little Eliza. Mm. And Erin is looking absolutely fantastic, and she's adjusted to motherhood like all mums do, like a duck to water.
It's been amazing, hasn't it, really? Because I don't think any of us thought she'd be that good a mother. But she has done a wonderful job. Oh, she's got a lot of issues. She's got a lot of issues.